are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we are joined also by our co-host, Reverend Lolita, tonight. Hello, Lolita. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and it looks like everyone is celebrating St. Patty's Day because
we have
one caller in the show, and we have our fabulous Meta on chat,
mm-hmm.
We haven't seen in a long
time. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad to see him, actually. So, hey, Meta, I know you're listening.
Hey, Meta, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, definitely. We got to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's going to be a short night, so I'm just going to give everyone a warning out there.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that are tuning in and listening to our show tonight, we are offering a St. Patty's Day special on our website at howpsychic.com. And that special is $10 for a 30-minute reading with myself. If you would like to take advantage of it, please visit our website. All appointments will be called and booked for tomorrow, but the special is available today only. So get in, make your payment, and your call will be received tomorrow, so you can get your reading.
Well, it looks like that person 407 hung up.
Okay.
The retrograde. It's a retrograde.
Yes,
I don't know.
Meta
call in so we can talk, Meta. Because nobody else would want to talk to us. Because it's just me and you right now, Adam.
Well, me, you, Meta.
I could have been celebrating Shamrock Day today.
Yeah.
I was already, you know what I mean? Everyone's like out and about when we're here.
Yeah. Ask them.
I know, right?
Well, but you know how it is. The holidays sometimes can be, a very active day for people.
Yeah. No, it's active day when it's all about drinking. I'm sorry. Because I was earlier.
But,
so it's all good.
I don't know. So we might have a show come tomorrow, or we might do one for Monday and see what's up with people.
Right. So I don't know what you're gonna do, but there's nobody on call besides me.
Yeah.
Wait, the fabulous trio: me, you, and Meta.
And Meta.
That's it. That's all who's online, and we got no one to help.
All right. Well, that's all right. I guess we will just go ahead and end today's show, and we'll pick up sometime over the week or tomorrow, and try and do a catch-up show then.
Yeah. What is? Who we got? 215.
Okay.
Let's pick up this 215 call.
All right.
They just jumped in. They're from Philadelphia. Let's see what's going on with them. Hold on. 215 from Philadelphia. What's your name, hon?
Lolita, I can't believe you don't know my number by now.
Oh,
it hasn't been that long.
Hello,
yes,
man. How are you?
Where
I'm
you
okay.
Been at,
how are you guys doing?
I'm
where
doing
you been
good.
At?
Well, I've been ill for a while, but I'm glad
oh.
to say that I'm feeling a lot better now, so I'm here.
Wonderful.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I had some kind of an upper respiratory condition. And I was laid up for about 7 weeks. But now I'm better and I'm back and I'm strong again and ready to do some readings.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I was wondering what happened to you.
Yeah.
Well, if you had dialed the Philadelphia number, you would have known.
You know what? And the funny thing is, I'm plugging in your number right now as you speak, and I'm like, and I didn't even think two and two. I'm so retarded. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't
good.
Really catch that, so it's all right.
How are things going, the two of you?
You know what? Good. Actually, very good, actually.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I guess
oh, yeah.
Glad
you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. I've been doing a lot of personal or private readings, and they've been going well also. So
wonderful.
Things are really picking up in that area for me anyway. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good.
That is
you got to get back with us. We can have you back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We've been missing
absolutely.
You here.
You wanna,
all right.
You want to stay on this next call with us, hon?
Yeah, if you have a call, I'm online, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I got one call. It looks like they're from Gainesville, Florida, but I think this client is not from, she don't live there anymore. So let me just make sure. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Let's see what we got. Hold on. Area code 352-702. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing fabulous, as you can see.
Yeah.
I got you all to myself. That's great.
Oh.
You do. You got all of us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I need some financial advice. Tell me how,
okay.
when, where, and, you know, my finances are going to improve because I'm going nuts.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
going to
probably
Peter.
The same thing everybody in the world is asking right now, but...
Awesome.
Everybody in the world is right now drinking a green beer, right, to say this.
Yes.
Because I was earlier. It's all good.
All right, Meta. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead to begin with while I tune in, seeing as how you're coming back after a while.
Yes. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy, I just turned some cards over, and I got some good cards for you, actually, here. Well, you're asking when your finances will change. The number 4 is very strong in your reading. Now, Cindy, are you, there's something about a work. Are you changing your job, or is there any possibility of a promotion or something going on with a business? Is something going on around you with that?
Well, I'm trying to, I just moved, and so I've been working on the property to try and generate a new business in addition to what I do already. They kind of go hand in hand. And that hasn't really started yet because there's been some, just taking some time to, the property was in a lot worse shape and need a lot more repair. And now I'm kind of concerned because the owners of the property haven't signed the lease yet, and we had a verbal agreement, and then they tried to move somebody in with me. It was like crazy stuff going on. It's like, where is this all coming from? I've never heard of such a thing. So,
Real quick, before you go any further, I did want to ask, have you gotten rid of any more of the plant material we spoke of?
Oh, I have been pulling it up every single day. The more I look, the more I find. There's tons of it. It's all over
the place. Okay. What about the little one? Is he doing better?
He is absolutely doing fabulous, and he's 100 pounds. He's not real little.
I know, but you know what I mean. Okay.
And, well, as big as I am. Well, then my mare, the horse that was due to fall, she finally had her baby, and she had a filly 2 days ago. Yep,
wonderful.
At 6 a.m., and it was all kinds of complications and upside-down foal and red bag delivery and came out perfectly healthy.
Wonderful.
The mare's got a little bit of an infection. She's not eating really good, but she's on antibiotics.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to get healthier in about 3 to 4 days, sweetie. She'll be better. Okay. Well, go ahead, Meta. I didn't mean to interrupt you here.
No, that's okay. Also, when you're reading, Cindy, have you gone for any, counseling advice about the business or... Because there's something about going for advice from someone who's a professional. Have you done anything along that line?
No, but are you referring to the business or the situation with the owners of the property? Am I going to have to get an attorney to...
Well, it looks like you have to get professional advice, and that's what I'm a little confused about because it's between your business and, your business card. So I don't know. Now, the property, are you renting the property? Is that what you're saying? Or you?
I'm renting the property.
Now, the person that you're renting from, do they know that you're trying to do a business? Did you let them know that you want to rent? Yeah, they do. Because it looks like you have to go for some kind of professional advice. And also, you may want to be very. Did you sign a lease or any kind of a document?
Well, I signed it, but they haven't signed it yet.
They haven't signed it yet.
Right, that's the problem. They travel around the country, and we couldn't meet in person because they're on tour. And
yeah, Meta,
we have to mail it to them, and they haven't signed it and mailed it back.
Okay.
Yeah, they basically had her come up with her own lease and everything. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they had her write it out.
Yeah, they told me to put it in writing what we agreed to on the phone.
And did you, who did the lease? Did you do it yourself, or did you have the lease drawn up by someone who is a professional or a real estate person? Who did the lease for you?
No, I wrote up the lease agreement according to what we discussed and agreed to. They told me to write up the lease agreement according to what we had agreed to verbally on the phone. And I did that, but that wasn't where the problem came in. The problem came in where somebody they know on their tour has some stallions they wanted somebody else to train for them, and that person didn't have anywhere to train out of, so they told them, oh, you can just go out there and use that place, even though they had already rented it to me. And I was fixing
it
up to rent out.
Yeah, okay, that's why I think that's where the legal, that's where the professional comes in. I think you, and they have not signed a lease yet, so that lease has not been executed to its fullest at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct. So I have not even started advertising for the business part here because that's kind of in limbo, and I'm not sure what kind of nonsense they're going to pull. I mean, what they pulled already, I've never even heard of anybody doing. But
well, if they did not sign that lease, it means it's not executed yet. And in your reading here, there is a card that's showing deception. So you may want to talk to someone who's a professional about it. And you're right in saying that you haven't started the business yet because unless you execute that lease to its fullest, you can be put off that property at any time. Because what's that? You're considered to be a month. Are you on the property now?
Oh, yes. I've been working my butt off doing improvements on this property and repairing fencing and
I suggest that you get that lease executed to its fullest because you're technically it's like living there from month to month. And if they decide that, you know, they want to lease it to someone else, you don't have a signed legal document stating that you have legal rights to rent that property for X amount of time. And that's
right.
What I'm seeing in your cards here. That's why I'm suggesting is that you may want to speak to someone who's, you know, more of a professional with or an attorney that may handle real estate laws and things like that because you're putting all this effort into the property, but you don't have a signed legal document.
Right, that's my concern.
Yeah, and it's a very legitimate concern because I do see there is deception in your reading here. And one of the cards that just came up is a card of deception. So you want to make sure that you have everything signed and legally documented, copies made, or even have it notarized. Because unless you do that, I would not invest any time or money into that property.
No further than you already have, anyway. I'm going to jump in here real quick. Meta, what card are you getting for the deception?
I'm getting, it's the moon that I'm getting.
The moon, okay. Because I've got the tower and the death card coming up together, and those are the ones that represent the deception for me. Now, as I've told you, darling, before, long as you hound them after you had sent them the letter, you should be able to get them to agree to the terms. Have you tried to call them since sending it out?
I have not called them since sending it because they were in such a nasty attitude when they called trying to send that guy out, and I didn't go along with it. So then they said they weren't sending him, but just had a nasty attitude. So I haven't called them because I don't know what frame of mind they're in.
Because, yeah, Yeah, that's understandable. Well, sweetie, what you need to do now is just, I know that you don't want to hear their frame of mind per se, but you need to call them and just kill their badness with karma, kindness. I'm talking about karma here. Anyway, kill their badness with kindness, and you need to just say, hey, I'm not really meaning to bother you, but I want to make sure that you've gotten the letter that you had requested so we can have this lease agreement, and I wanted to make sure that you were signing it and that you're sending it back. You know, call and act concerned but yet nice at the same time, okay? And we've really got to use their mentality against them. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somehow we don't want them to think that they're getting an upper hand on you, but we don't want them to think that because they're doing such an evil thing towards you already with their attitude that you're going to lay down and die either, you know?
Right.
So it's just, you know, you got to approach it on a medium level here. But as I just told Meta, and Meta will know this, those two particular cards that I'm getting coming up with the card he has, the moon card for the deception, that's not good. That means right now, sweetie, I know you are wanting to continue working on this. As I told you, it was okay in the past, but right now I think you've got enough done to where they can see the progress that you've made, okay? So put it all on hold right now, and then, you know, work on getting them to sign that letter like Meta's trying to, you know, talk to you about here. So that way we can get it done. The Tower card and the Death card coming up together, those are never a good sign, okay? And that's why he's telling you that you need to seek at least some sort of professional advice from a lawyer or some type of lawyer person, okay? And this is just to make sure that you're covered, you know, if it goes the worse or good, just to make sure that you're covered. Right, Meta?
Yeah. Cindy, did you send them any money?
No, I have not sent them any money yet. The agreement was the first 2 months I was living here in exchange for the work I was doing, because the last tenant just trashed the place. And
Is that documented on the paper? Or is that a verbal agreement?
Well, everything was verbal because I've only spoke to them on the phone.
Okay, here's the thing, Cindy. You know, besides doing readings, I'm also a realtor. Now, if you don't have anything documented on paper, you haven't got a leg to stand on. So what I'm suggesting to you is to sit down and write a letter to them and mail it to them, certified mail, to make sure that they get it, receipt returned. And you have to put everything on paper that you and the landlord discuss, because verbal agreements hold no water in court. And unless you have it documented and you send it to them, and then you'll get a response from them, because you really need to know one way or the other where you stand. You haven't sent them money, and they agreed that if you clean up their land and you can stay there for 2 months for free or whatever that the agreement was. Well, you know, after 2 months, after you clean up the land and you take care of everything, after that time, they'll come back and say, you know what, we want our land back. You haven't got a leg to stand on, because you don't have a documented paper signed by you and them stating that you can't stay there for 2 months, you know, free, because you are investing money and time in cleaning up their land. So what I'm suggesting to you, from a legal point of view, is to send them a letter and write everything in that letter that you have discussed with them, and have them either sign it so that you have an agreement. Otherwise, you're putting all this work and time into this land, and the card is showing deception here. And they can turn around after 2 months and have you put off the land.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say, well, you said this and you said that. Well, if you said I said, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I did verbalize it within
the lease agreement. Mm-hmm.
Verbalizing
what
does
I'm
not
saying
hold water. She needs to have documented.
When she I agree. But when she had created the lease agreement that we're now waiting on them to sign, she had put in the original verbal agreement. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
yeah,
we're,
but
we're just waiting on her to get it signed. Yes.
Yes.
And, I understand that. But the thing is, as long as it's not signed, they can turn around. I said in the beginning, don't invest any more time in that land unless you have a signed agreement by them, and that would be a signed lease. Otherwise, you have nothing to go on. And you haven't sent the money, so that doesn't even, you can't even say that you sent the money, you know, in good faith, because that hasn't been done either.
Because it's not due yet. The money that we agree to will start on the third month. At the end of the 60 days.
Okay, but in the meantime, you're doing all this work and you don't have a written agreement, a signed agreement.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And I requested to meet with them in person before I even came and started working on the property or moved in, and they said that's impossible. They only come home once a year, and that's in the winter. The rest of the year they're on tour, and every 4 days they're in a different city.
Well, that all may be true, but that doesn't help you. You know, you need to get that lease signed. And, again, I would not invest any more time or money on their property unless you have some sort of a legal document that will cover you for whatever amount of time that you agreed with the landlords to be there.
Okay. All right. Well, we now have a few more callers in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and move it right along. But, Meta, I thank you for your insight, because it was confirming a lot of things that I necessarily was trying to get to with this particular case. And you kind of clarified for me some things that were a little bit hidden from even my eyes at this point.
Yeah, well, your card's a tower, and was it the devil, I think you said?
I got the tower and the death card.
Oh, the death card. Yeah, well, I had the moon card. And the moon card, usually when that comes up in my readings, it indicates deception. And there was another card where someone is, looks like they're trying to take something from her. And that's why I'm concerned that she has that lease signed. It's really important to cover herself.
Yes. Now we know. So I'm going to be working with her on getting that done.
Great.
Okay. Thank you, Meta, for your insight on this one.
Sure, no problem.
You, sweetie, for calling in. And hopefully we were able to help you a little bit more today.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right, Lolita, you're still with us. Hello, Lolita, are you still with us?
I'm sorry, I'm here. Sorry, 610-442. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes,
610-442.
Yes, my name is Maria.
Calling from where?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right. What's your question, hon?
What's your question for today?
Oh, I wanted to ask about my present employment. I've been working in this company for 7 months, and you know, lately, I don't feel 100% at ease because of, you know, the attitude of our two co-workers. And we do work closely together, and I've been trying, you know, to put my best foot forward.
Yes.
And I've been, you know, going along with the situation, but I don't know what you were picking up.
Okay.
What is your question?
Yes.
No, I just wanted to see about the present situation, which is a bit unpleasant for me, you know, with the attitude of these co-workers that I work with. It's just a bit uncomfortable, you know, because of, you know,
the changing attitude. Okay, so you want to know what the outcome of the situation is going to be for you?
Yeah,
at work?
Right, because, I don't know what their intentions are. you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Anything.
All right. Well, the first thing that I'm seeing here is that their intentions are not very good, honey. I'm getting the, well, let's just say I'm getting the Four of Wands here, okay? And alongside of the other cards, it looks like their particular intentions are not good. The two people that are causing the problems have others involved in their mischief, okay? There's at least three other people involved here. And I don't know if they're smaller people, like they're just being influenced by these two, but there are more people involved in this. I'm feeling that they are trying to intimidate you. They are trying to get you to go away on your own accord because they are trying to somehow, let's say, dominate, okay? The next thing that I'm feeling is that you need to bring this above their heads. You need to speak out more. You have tried, you have done certain things, but you need to continue to do so. If you do that, then you will succeed in making this situation be resolved, okay? I'm feeling that you can triumph and stay within the current workplace and current work area, but you have to get this situation resolved by bringing this constantly above their heads. That is through the Ace of Cups. The Hanged Man here is really symbolizing that even though this is a problem at work created by two people, you're still not very happy with the work environment yourself. One, because of the financial aspect, it is not nearly providing you the amount of finances that you need to be able to survive and to live comfortably, which I feel in the right situation it could. The Emperor, okay, this means that you will not be there for the rest of your life or for very much longer. In about 6 months, you, or 6 weeks, sorry, I said months, I meant weeks, okay? In about 6 weeks, you will have another job that seems to be much more prosperable for you and much more calming of an environment, a much more conducive environment, okay? But I am really feeling that you need to actively look, okay, and that you have been looking to a degree, but maybe you might want to try other areas of expertise, okay?
Right, right.
All right.
No,
Madhav, what are you getting on this one?
I'm in agreement with you because it's not a good situation. It's not healthy for you to stay there on this job. Your intuitive voice is telling you that it's not good for you, you're not comfortable, and I agree with Reverend Adam what he's saying. Also, the number six came up to me also here, and that I would say 6 weeks also, there's something is going to turn around or happen where you're going to either make a change or you're going to see clearly to what you need to do. It's not a very healthy situation for you there. Has there been any, have you been arguing with anyone there? Has there been any arguing going on?
No, not arguing at all. It's just that when I ask a question, because, you know, it is software testing. It is a lot of hectic, you know, fast pace. I ask the project manager a question, and he's like, didn't we go over this already? And it really, you know, it crossed my mind, but I didn't really 100% remember. So it seems like that is that attitude that if he tells me something and I ask the same question again, he would automatically go, well, then we go over this again. That's the way how I'm treated.
Yeah, well again, as Reverend Adams said, I mean, you're not happy there working in that situation, that environment. You really should think about looking for something that where you can be happy, and it would be a lot more comfortable for you. For some reason, the cards are not really in your favor as far as that staying in that place. But do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do it. You know, from when I'm.
To suggest, I mean, you may want to sit quiet and do some meditating because the answer is there for you. It's just right now, because of the situation, the chaos, that's the internal chaos that you're feeling, you can't really see clear to what you need to do. But if you sit quiet and meditate, the answer is going to be very clear for you. And again, I'm in agreement with Reverend Adam. It's not a healthy situation for you to stay there.
Right, you know, I understand. Like right now, I mean, I've been looking, you know, off and on, but I have no choice. You know, I have bills to pay, so I got to stay there. But my one other question is, does the higher up, you know, the general manager for a department, which is like above us all, is he aware of what's going on? I mean, what are they feeding
him? It doesn't matter. I'm about to cut in here. I'm sorry, both of y'all, but I'm about to cut in. All I'm saying to you is that when you're starting to question your job or any type of relationship, you need to step back and just let the universe do what it's supposed to do. And you're answering your own questions. You already are feeling that energy. You need to start being spiritual. So like Meta is telling you to do is sit back and meditate. It doesn't matter what they feel. It's about how you overcome these challenges that are brought to you. I hate to tell you that, and I know that's not the answer that you want to hear, but we're all gonna have challenges in our life, hon. But it's how you approach it. It doesn't matter because not everything.
I understand, but I've been nothing.
Right.
I'm working there 7 months now. I've been nothing but nice to them. And
it doesn't matter.
From day one,
I can tell you that.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You can sit there and tell me the shoot law and the whole story, but I want to tell you as a spiritual person, it doesn't matter. You gotta start thinking like a light worker. You have your answers. You already are feeling that. The energy is already brought to you. You're asking a question that you already know of. So what we're also trying to tell you to do is sit back and try to go on a spiritual standpoint and meditate and go within and learn how to deal with those challenges. It doesn't matter if God knows the answer, but it's about how you decide on how to change that. At the end of the day, you actually have the choice to change it. Nobody's above you. You are the answer. You are the person that determines everything. So the questions that you're asking, you're already allowing fear to manifest. Stop allowing fear to get in your way. It doesn't matter if Manny Moe and Jack wants to know. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to get you to stay grounded and stay focused.
Yeah.
So what Meta's telling you to do, meditate. Get back into that world. Detach from the ego world. At the end of the day, you have a decision to make. You can have all stories in your life, but you know what? Say thank you for the hardship. Say thank you for all the challenges that this work has given to you, because it's trying to tell you that you got to get back into this non-egotistic world. It doesn't matter, sweetie. You're going to get that everywhere in the world you get. It doesn't matter.
In the end, sweetie, it's all about the choices you make. Okay, if the situation, if the job is becoming the way that you don't want it to be, the environment that you do not want to be in, then that's when we help you decide, okay, it's time to move on. It's time to get another job. It's time to get another opportunity or another environment. Because if you have tried, and even you keep on trying to bring it above their head and then maybe even above those heads, okay, and it's still not working, then that is the time for you to take control and say, I don't have to be at this job. I can be at another job where they're going to appreciate me more. And you make that conscious decision to transcend from one situation into another. Because we all experience good and bad situations. And the point about that is that we learn from both the good and the bad situations. We won't know who we are without experiencing that of which we are not, okay? So it's time to, I know you're already at that point. I know you've made that decision, but there's a part of you that's still, like, uncertain. It's that uncertainty, that you know, unknowingness of what that capability is that you have to do that, that holds you back. And it's time to go and take that leap of faith. I know that you're a very spiritual person. I can feel it from you. You just have to initiate your life that way. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got to listen to the signs. The universe is trying to tell you. stop fighting the universe. The universe is trying to push you to work towards what you're supposed to be doing. And it may be five jobs from now, but you got to listen to those signs. You got to stop and pay attention. So start making that your primary focus to pay attention and listen and meditate
okay.
like Matt is telling you, and you'll find all the answers within. All right?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Hopefully this helps you, and we wish you the best.
All right, she just hung up.
Okay.
I guess.
That's all right. You know, I think she already knows the answer, and we gave her some very good advice. So hopefully she follows it, and blessings to her, you know.
Meta.
Yes.
What are we going to do with our northern folks? The next caller is a Delaware caller. Oh, my God. It's so funny because I live in the South, and I'm from Philly, and it's like, wow. I don't even like going up north anymore because it's just that we don't live from our heart. It's like everyone lives in their head up there. And it's just too hard for me to live up there anymore.
Almost.
Wow.
But we, you know, everyone, there are general groups where you have most of the population that are like that, but there are
yeah.
still good ones in every sector.
No, no, they are. I'm just making fun because the caller's through, too. We got Meta from Philly. We got a 610. You know, I know my area code, so I'm like 302 is from Delaware, the good state. I think I know who this is, but, you know, she's a good person. But it's just so
awesome.
Funny because you can just tell the energy. Like, Meta, if you come down south, and even probably Adam can tell you in Kentucky, but
mm-hmm.
it's just so different. Like, I dread coming home. Like, in 4 days, I'm ready to leave because everyone's energy up home, it's like their wall is against their heart. And it's like, wow. I know
yeah, but that's why they need
there.
You there.
Huh?
They need you to come back home and help them to, you know, elevate
no,
their vibration a little bit.
They drain me. I feel like staging the whole state.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to ask with you right now. I'm having a good time right now.
Good.
All right. Let's take this caller from Delaware here. Let's see what the question is for tonight. Air code 302-898. What is your name? Where are you calling? Well, we already know where you're calling from.
Yes, you do. This is Dean.
Yeah.
Come on, you got to give us a break. We're still here.
I hear it.
Some
come
of
on,
us
girl.
Haven't had a chance to get out yet. But I completely understand how you feel. I feel it every day.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, oh, come on, girl. Give us a break, you know.
Well, I'm just being real, you know.
It's real, though. The energy here is completely different. I'm from the South,
oh.
and I moved here. And, okay, then that just makes my question even more, you know, strong. When am I leaving this place? Because it's really, really
now. You're leaving now. You can get in your car and you can leave right now, right, you guys?
Yeah.
When
just
can I
go.
Can I have a place to go and, you know, where I'll have some stability? Because everything is really, really crazy right now, and I'm just, I need a bit of direction, you know.
Yeah.
Even spiritually, you know, I think that the roads are opening up for me, and all of a sudden, bam, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you took another wrong direction, and people, you know, that whole energy exchange with people right now is really different for me right now. I've always been the type of person that always gave a whole lot of myself, and I was always concerned about how people thought about me. I know that I've changed, so I know that
mm-hmm.
you know, people that are coming towards me are changing as well. But it's not a good feeling right now, and you know, everything is just kind of like
yeah, you're in the transitional state. Because you're kind of in the transitional as far as the people around you, as far as the home, your entire environment. And also, speaking on metaphysically, you're in that transition state because you're beginning to move away from the negative like you have been, okay? And you're beginning to try and manifest the positive. But how freaking difficult is it when most of what you have around you in that state is negative, you know? So we totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're in 2012, so you're in a year of spiritual enlightenment where everyone's shifting.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're on board, you're going to be on board. If not, you're going to be left in so many ways. I mean, so this year is a very powerful shift for all light workers, to be quite honest. And I think Meta and Adam can actually agree with me on that. So if you're a light worker, which most of us are, but a lot of people don't recognize that. So if you're already feeling that, that means your just body is you're going to ascend in so many ways. You're going to find a lot of shifts coming your way. Not just people and anything else, but your life is just going to totally change. So it doesn't matter. So there's no questions or why, when, or where. I think it's just a choice that you have to make. We all have choices that we can make in life. So if you want to move, you just get up in your car and you move. It doesn't matter. You know, don't allow the fear to get in your way. If you feel like you need to go west, go west. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You got to do what your heart desires. So stop letting that fear in you and just go with the flow. Like I always tell everyone, you know, you got to fly like an eagle, but you got a long journey ahead of you. You're just starting your spiritual ascension. So take baby steps and go with the flow and start studying. You got a great person there in Pennsylvania that's near you, you know, named Meta. He's on air with us right now. You can use him. You know, start learning, start using all type of modalities. You got a long road ahead of you, so start studying, my friend. And
you know what?
I'll enjoy the journey.
I agree. And the thing here, honey, is that the opportunities, the finances, it's all going to be there. You just have to keep trying to manifest the positive as much as the negative tries to get in the way. You know, you just have to progress forward, as we say, because, sweetie, the negative is going to come back. The negative is always going to be there to a degree, okay, because it's going to try and tear you down. That's its job. Its job is to create those challenges for our growth, you see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see a couple of opportunities for you to move forward and to progress and to manifest that of which you've been trying to so hard lately, okay? And these opportunities are just right around the corner. They're only a couple of weeks away. So you just have to keep going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Meta, what you get, hon?
Yeah, I didn't get her name, the lady's name. What is your name, please?
Bean.
I'm sorry, Jean?
Bean, like chocolate. Was it coffee bean?
Oh, Bean. Okay, Bean. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of things that I would like to say. In the cards that I've turned, it seems like there have been three major disappointments or heartbreaks in your life. And what I want to say about that is when we are challenged with any kind of a disappointment or a heartbreak, we tend to allow that episode or those episodes in our lives to resurface every time we take a few steps forward. And when we do that, we keep bringing the past into the present. And by bringing the past into the present, it's very difficult for us to see any good possibilities, because we're allowing those issues or that the emotional trigger to get in the way of positive possibilities. So what I'm going to suggest, if you've had those three disappointments, it's really, really important for you to not to forget them, because you can't forget things like that, but to walk away and say, well, what did I learn from it? What was the lesson that I had to learn? So by doing that, what you're doing is you're changing that energy around you. Because instead of looking at it, as a failure or a disappointment, you're looking at it as a lesson, and that will change the energy. Once you change that frequency, that energy frequency, you will start to transcend, and getting back to bringing people around you, you will start to be a magnet to bring the same frequency to you, because we bring people in our lives. As we go through life, our energy frequency is constantly changing, and the frequency that we are today is who we're going to bring to us today. If you want to change the type of people around you, you have to change. You have to change your frequency. It's like either AM or FM radio. If you want to listen to FM, you have to turn to an FM dial. How do we do that? We do that by changing our own frequency, and we do that. How do you do that? Well, you get more involved with spiritual work. You get more involved with meditation, maybe reading books on spirituality, whatever you're comfortable with. But if you bring the past into your life today and you still hold on to the heartache or the heartbreaks from the past, that's what you're bringing into today, and that's what you're going to continue to get. Now, also, it shows in your reading here that you may be having some difficulty sleeping. And, of course, if we don't have good sleep, we cannot think clearly. And that's where meditation comes in. If you find that you're getting up in the middle of the night, rather than try to fight it to go back to sleep, just do some meditation, calm yourself down, and allow yourself to relax. As far as finances go, it looks like you've been challenged somewhat with finances, but all that is going to change when you change your frequency. I hope it's clear what I'm saying to you.
It really is.
Yeah,
that's why I was saying just be ready on your journey. You have a lot of work to do, and honestly, Meta isn't right near you, so definitely reach out to him. Meta, give her your website. She wants to reach out.
Yes, it's www.newhopeministers.com.
Newhopeministers.com.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, was there an issue in your past with a relationship that did not really work for you?
Oh, definitely.
Are you still dragging that around with you?
Well, I'm still letting it go. Like, the person just left a few minutes ago.
You're letting the person go?
Yes, just go. Yes, I'll go with peace. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the relationship is over? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the relationship is definitely over. How I deal with the children and whatever friendship we had, that's kind of still up in the air. I just want it to be peaceful. I don't want more of the anger or the...
Well, that all depends on you. You cannot control anyone else. You cannot control how anyone will respond to you. All you can do is maintain who you are and to approach the situation in a way where it will not create any kind of repercussions, anger, or any of those energies or that emotions that will drag you down. You can do that. You can't, again, you cannot control the way anyone else will respond. But if you maintain who you are through meditation, spiritual work, raising your own vibrational frequency, it will all work out for you. If you don't allow the ego and fear and lack to get in the way of it, that's another thing, lack. When we come from a place from lack, what do we bring to us? More lack. So it's important to realize that you already have it all. You have it all. Whatever you want, you have it. It's just how you put it out there. Is that clear to you, Bean?
Yes, and thank you. That is good.
Yeah, and there's no time. Don't give me that hoopla. It's going to take a time. You have a choice to manifest that early or late. That's your choice. So you have a choice as of now. Do what you want to do in your life. So, a lot of people say, well, it's hard. It's going to take some time. No, the time is what you make of it. So do you want to get on board or you don't want to get on board? That's all the answer is. It's simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. You're right.
All right.
Well, blessings to you, Pete, and I hope that we helped you a little bit with your question and your concerns.
You did. You just gave me a lot of confirmation, really. You did, all three of you. And
well,
I will be, I'm on your website now, so I'm looking at, you know, what you have here. So I'm excited.
And if Meta thinks that there's no more work, then he'll definitely refer you to Reverend Adam. So we all work together, but definitely start with him since he's close by you. And we love to hear your journey. So welcome aboard to 2012, and I look forward to hearing some good things coming by the end of the year, okay?
Yeah, I do
have one question. There are three children in your reading. How many children do you have?
Three.
Oh, you do have three. Okay. I was just curious. One of the children, is there any kind of an issue going on?
Maybe depression, maybe?
Well, it looks like one of the children may have some sort of an issue that you may, and that's where you really need to focus, Bean, because, you know, the children are important. And it looks like just for some reason one of the children in the reading that I see here may have some sort of an issue. It could be an emotional issue. I'm not quite certain. But that's where your focus really, really has to be, you know, because, of course, yourself, number one, but the children really need to be taken care of, you know, and if you're happy and you show them that you feel secure with who you are, they will sense that, and that will give them the security that they need in a time when there may be some chaos in their life.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And then on top of that, before we let you go, though, when you start your journey, if you do choose to have Meta, you know, we can help you as far as, you know, clearing your home. But like they're saying, you got to definitely make that choice. And, you know, you're the leader of that house. So whatever age your children are, they're feeding off of you. So you got to get on board real quick. Because if not, your children are a reflection of who you are. I hate to say that. So, my friend, you need to start right now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, and blessings to you.
Okay. Thank you. Now, one more question, because I'm looking at the website, and I see a Reverend Torres.
Yes, that's me.
That's him.
Okay. Okay. And you have a church here in Philadelphia?
I don't have a building. I do have the an interfaith church, yes, but I don't have a physical building.
Okay.
I was going to teach you like how to do like, you know, your healing ability. So he's a great healer too. So, you know, he'll help you with your journey. You know, all your energy and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I just go to contact us?
Yes, and you can either email me. Now, you do have, I believe my home number is on the page also.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
thank
and good
you
luck to you. Blessings.
Many
you
blessings
have,
to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
How are you guys? One more caller.
All right, one last caller for this evening, and then we are out.
All right. Thanks, Meta. I'm so glad that you're on air.
Yeah.
Well, it's so good to be back with the two of you. It's been so long, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Too long.
I got to, like, plug you in my phone number here. I'm like, okay. I was just asking Adam, like, where is Meta at? I have not even seen him. Right, Adam?
Yeah, we were just talking about you, Meta.
They beamed me up, and they took me away for a while, and now I'm back.
That's all right. You came at the right time, and we're in a Mercury retrograde, so what else do we expect? Mercury retrograde brought you back to us.
Yes, you're right.
That's right. Okay, let's call her. 845-649. State your name, where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Lucy, calling from New York.
What is your name?
Lucy.
Lucy from New York, thank you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Go ahead.
What is your question, Lucy?
My question is, I would like to know what does my spirit want me to know now?
I didn't get the question. It didn't come through clear.
Does my spirit want me to know now? What message?
She wants to know what her spirit wants to know now.
She wants to know what her spirit wants to know now?
Yeah, okay. Like what information is she supposed to be needing right now?
Okay, I got it. She's asking what does spirit, what messages is spirit trying to bring through for her today? Let's see here. Well, one thing, sweetie, is are you planning on making a physical move to a new home or a new location?
For a long time.
For a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Spirit's saying to me that it's just right around the corner. After this month passes, you're going to be able to in April, okay? Now, it may come around the 14th or the 15th of April, possibly even sooner, like the 13th, for example, okay? But the Spirit is telling me that you do need to move and that the opportunity is going to be there. However, every time you've tried to build up something, every time you've tried to move, every time you've tried to get somewhere in life, something has always blocked it from happening for you. And that these blockages are finally going to be removed. You're finally going to be able to do what you're looking to do, okay? It also states to me that there's problems with La Familia. So you have problems with family?
What kind? Like, with the family, like my son, daughter?
It just says family in general.
I don't see them like a problem. I see them like they have their own way how they manage their life, and I just...
Okay.
It's still a problem that they...
Yeah.
I don't see it as a problem. I just see it as a way of for me to be there and learn to let them be.
Is there any issues with your parents? Like, is there, because I'm seeing a division of the family. Like, there's a parts of this family that aren't speaking to one another.
I don't see it that way. I just respect the way that they are. If I don't agree, I just go my way.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Spirit says that this family, everybody has their own way of living, and that's fine. What Spirit also says is that while they are going to continue to live in their own way, the family has to be healed, and it has to come back together. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this means that it could mean, like, back together as far as heartwarming towards one another, but maybe not physically living under the same house or the same roof. It just means that everybody has to get onto a better page with one another and has to start, you know, communicating and looking out for one another again, because that's something that Spirit's telling me has been absent for some time now.
Okay. Is the Spirit telling you something about my son and my daughter?
Your son or your daughter. Okay. Well, the Spirit says about your son that he's making a lot of choices that aren't necessarily good for him right now. But he is pretty good health-wise. Okay. He's going to be getting better. And it looks to me that he is going to start making the right choices, but he has to learn through the bad ones he's already made first. This is a learning process.
And my daughter?
I'm not getting anything about your daughter.
Okay.
I feel that she's already on the path that she needs to be on for now.
Okay, because she's the one that gives me gray hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's learning through her process.
Okay.
Don't worry, she won't always be like that, hon. But she's learning through her process.
For some reason, I think that my son always has been drawing to perfection. And like when you say he
mm-hmm.
hasn't been doing the good choices,
yeah.
Sometimes I think that as my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is your daughter very masculine like? Is she like to take control of things?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then it could be her.
He doesn't speak her truth sometimes.
Okay.
Most of the time she doesn't. She made you believe one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And totally.
Okay. But
kind
the
of,
spirit,
I don't say it's alive.
Yeah. The spirit's telling me the reason that they are showing me your son is making bad choices is not necessarily because everything he does is bad, but because he cares. Sometimes he might care too much, okay? Sometimes he might do too much for other people and not enough for himself.
Okay. Do I close to attract my soulmate?
Okay. I'm not getting anything on that, but I'm going to pass you along to Metamorphosis, and we'll see what he has.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Lucy, a couple of questions. In your reading, a couple of things came up. Is there any... one card that keeps jumping out is, like, is there an inheritance? Are you coming into any money from an insurance policy or the sale of property? Is anything going on like that around you?
No. No, yeah.
Okay, because the card has this card that's jumping out at me has to do with money that may be coming to you either from, you know, like an inheritance or insurance or the sale of a business, but it seems like for something, money will be coming to you. Now, and again, I don't know, it's not clear from where, but it's in the reading. The other thing, Lucy, you questioned about your daughter. Is your daughter going through any rough time like now? Is she going through an emotional trauma in her life?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like there's some depression around her, like a lot of sadness around her. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Your daughter, she has a lot of anger, and anger is very toxic. You know, it can break down our health. I would suggest, is she having any health issues?
Many. Yes.
Many health issues. Okay.
Is there
an issue going on with her blood?
Mm-hmm.
Blood? Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes. You say check her blood. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is she having any problems with her blood?
Okay. She doesn't eat very well. She's very pretty. She was very pretty. But I think she doesn't eat very well. And then,
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, she's, again, she has, for some reason, I don't know exactly why, and it's hard to go into this on the radio program, but there's a lot of anger issues that she's dealing with, and it looks like health issues, and it looks like she's kind of sad or depressed. Is she going for any kind of professional help?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that's a good thing. At least she's taking care of herself. I would suggest, and I don't know how close you are with your daughter or how much you can talk to your daughter, but I would also suggest that she get a little bit more involved with some spiritual work because it would be a big help to her if she can embrace some spiritual work. Do you think she would be able to do that?
You know, they withdraw to the left because I do like to, I do sex little, I when they were little, I am very spiritual, but they were. When she became teenager, she drew opposite to the, you can, to nothing about God, nothing about religion, nothing about, none of this kind of stuff. She said, and she sees me, and then she say, oh, mom, you and your crazy weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's and you know, I can understand, you know, a lot of younger people today, they question even the existence of a God, but you know, that's their choice. But you know, if when I say spiritual, if she would just do, again, I'm going to go back to meditation. That seems to be the theme this evening, at least on my end. If she would do some meditation, not necessarily, you know, embrace church or religion. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritual work, you know, believing within, you know. She's very angry. Is she a very angry person?
She looks very nice. It happens that she doesn't speak out. Oh, she does. I told for Christmas, I gave her a notepad, and I say, you cannot tell people what you really feel. Just write it down and burn it if you don't want somebody to know what you're writing about. But then she will do anything for people, but she will do it against her will. And that gives a very big, deep, very small emotional feelings that she's keeping inside her. That's something.
Well, that's why it's important that she sees someone professional. Because, you know, when we do things against our will for people, it's because we want to be accepted or we want to be liked. And that's not, the intention for doing good things is not authentic when you do it against your will. Then you, and the price you pay is you really have not been honest with yourself. So that's where she needs to go for professional help, because apparently for some reason she feels the need to be wanted or accepted or even loved. I don't know, you know, again, I don't know her whole story and what's going on with her. But where, as you as a mother, I understand it's difficult to stand by and just watch your child suffer and you want to help. It's but it's very, you have to be very careful on how you approach your daughter because, you know, she may take it personal. So it's very, very, you have to be very delicate with her on how you approach her. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, yes, I have been doing that, and I told her, go to a psychologist, psychiatrist, but be sure you tell him or her or what you feel, because if you just tell him that everything is okay, and then it's just going and going, and I'm paying and paying, then and you're getting the same thing, like she looks, oh yeah, she's happy, and she, the next time she's just moody, and she doesn't do anything, she doesn't live with me, she goes to college, and then, I don't know, do you see anything about her, that you,
well, what I see, my concern is, number one, her emotional well-being is, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't look like it's very balanced. It looks like there's, she can be happy, but it also shows a lot of deep sadness and deep, almost, I'm going to say, borderline depression. And then, of course, the other thing I'm seeing in the card is her health, her physical health. If she walks around with such anger and sadness, it will, you know, compromise her immune system and her physical health will break down. So that's why I'm suggesting, number one, that she goes for help on a professional level and also on the level of spirituality so that she can bring balance into her life. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. It does. I have been trying to introduce her to spiritual work and to say, okay, I pay you to go to Omega, and she say not. Just where people go there. And she's just focusing her reality shows.
Right.
Can I jump in?
Yes, absolutely.
One, I'm asking you to, I need you to really stay grounded and focus and stay positive, because you really can't help your daughter. Your daughter has to go through her own journey. This is her life path. So really, you need to really reshift your focus, and you really need to do your own soul searching and going through your own path. And the only thing that you can do for her is just send her lots of love and light through the white light. That's all you can do for her right now.
What I'm doing.
And you can't worry about her. So when Adam said if you have problems in family, you do have families. You do have family problems. You even though it hurts you inside, and even though you said the answer that you respect everyone's decisions, you don't. It bothers you. It's that feeling is in you. So it is an issue with you that you have to really deal with, because it is bothering you. No matter how spiritual you're getting and how much you understand that is their own path, it's really bothering you. And I can respect that because you're a mother. But I really have to inform you that every child has to go through their own journey. You can't change that.
Uh-huh.
They have to fall.
I'm focusing myself, and I'm sending her prayers and light. And every time that I say, if she wants a prayer, if I can do a prayer for her, if she doesn't want it, then I won't send her a prayer. When she needs, when she say, Mom, this and that, I will send her a prayer. But every morning, I just send her light.
Do more than light. Go into meditation. Go into meditation, you know, call Metamorphosis, do some Reiki energy healing. You know, I hate to say this, but you're going to have to be a little bit selfish. You need to do your own work. I mean, I think you can change and you can shift the whole dynamic of your family, but it has to start from you, because you're the leader of the pack. Your child isn't. You're the leader of the pack. So make this day forward as this your journey, and just believe in that God will help them as they get older and what their journey is supposed to be. You can't change that. The only thing you can do is change yourself and let it be in God's hands, whatever it's supposed to be. And don't worry. You can't worry about it. You can't ask that question.
Right.
You just have to really believe, because you are the mother. So
I'm providing what she asked me. Like the doctor, I provide the doctor. I say, okay, just let me know how can I provide something for you, then it will get you where you want to be.
Okay, you already told her that, right?
Don't say it no more.
What I'm trying to say to you is that don't say it no more. She knows that.
Okay.
You have to let it go. Like, you really need to release that from your energy. And you two can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm coming from a child that used to be just like her. You need to let her go. You really need to allow her to just be released from your energy, because she's not going to learn.
You're concerned.
You're really concerned about her.
I'm kind of like when he say about the spiritual work, I do not push her to do spiritual work. I will offer to her if she wants to go to Omega or to somewhere, I will provide her.
Right, but she knows that. All I'm saying to you is that that's great. But listen to what I'm saying to you.
Her to go there. And
right,
I
understand that, but you've already said that once, correct? Okay, you don't have to say it anymore. You need to allow the child to come to you. You can't say it anymore. That's what I'm trying to get you to say. Meta is correct.
When the time is right, if you let go and the child learns on their own, then the child is going to return when the time is right. It's all about divine timing and divinity. Okay, when the good Lord sees that that child is learning in the way that she is meant to learn, and when it is time for her to return, then the child will already feel it is time to return. But you have to continuously send out that light, regardless.
Every morning.
Because remember, God deemed you to be the mother. God did not deem your child to be the mother or the leader. You have to. You are the mother. You know, the vulnerable mother of Jesus kept sending Jesus light. And what happens, you know? You have to send out the compassion, and you have to send it out. But you also have to learn when to let go so they can grow.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
definitely call Meta on Metamorphosis, and definitely allow him to show you how to do some Reiki energy healing. Allow him to perform that so you have a better understanding, because I think you need to still learn a lot more than you know. And I definitely think that Metamorphosis can really teach you a lot of things. So, you know, definitely take what we have to say to you and just continue with that information. Definitely reach out to Metamorphosis and allow him to show you how to be the better person that you need to be regardless.
Oh, yes.
Guys, my phone is going to die very soon, so I am going to say goodnight at this point, and hopefully I'll connect with you again next week.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Meta.
Yes, and many blessings. And Lucy, good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
All right. Adam, did you
want to
add anything else? I'm sorry.
No, I think Lucy has a good idea now, and we've given her some great advice. So, Lucy, we send you with our blessings into the world, and we wish you the best. Please keep us updated as to the progress, okay?
Yes, I'm in a learning process of let people be. With my daughter, I know she's already 21, and I know she has some experience to live. That's the reason that I just provide. And sometimes I start providing because then we become the givers and they the receivers, and they run out of responsibility.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we send you with light and blessings, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you so much for all you do, all your blessings and work and light that you give to people.
Thank you. All right, Anna, we got two more people. Do you want to just make them really quick?
Yeah, let's bring these last two on real quick, and then we've got to end the show. My phone's going to die at any point, too.
Okay. Really quick, you guys, we have a $10 special. Anyone wants a reading, go to www.housepsychic.com. $10 for 30 minutes. That's a special. Book your special by the end of, by 12 o'clock midnight to receive that. Okay, area code 727-524. Please state your name. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pinellas County, Florida. And
okay,
my name is Rosemary, and I want to ask you, do you see any romance for me this year?
Okay, Rosemary, give me 1 second, and I will connect here. All right, the last person that you were with was an older person, older than yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the next person that's going to come in here is going to be much closer to your age. And, yes, your answer is that you will have this, okay? This will be sometime within this year. I am actually getting the later part of next month to about the beginning of May, okay? And this one looks to be much more stable, much more collected and all together. Does not look to have as much instability as the last one, and this one may prove to be the one, okay?
Thank you. Actually, that's very encouraging, and I like your show. I've not listened to it
Thank
before,
you.
And I will definitely tune in and listen again. I think I think you're very compassionate, the way you treat people, and, you know, courtesy on the radio is, you know, it's important because people do worry about things, and I think you handle people very well. So I've enjoyed listening to your show. Yeah, thank you for that, because I'm thinking, oh, God, am I ever going to meet the right person? And
you're
exactly right about the other guy. He's very unstable. I was in love with him, but he is proved to be Emotionally, it's not really available. Some
yeah.
people just go through their life and not, you know, I don't know. I see it as a loss, but not so much on my part. I had to make a decision about it, and I'm thinking, okay, what's next for me? And I think you've, I'm going to look forward to meeting somebody more stable, for sure.
I understand.
Just make sure, you don't allow that fear to come in. Just make sure that you know that you deserve to be in a relationship. So just understand that if you feel like you deserve to be in a relationship, that it's going to come. So stop allowing the fear to determine your decision. You got to have stronger inner faith. So you got to work on that.
Yeah, I know, because I'm not alone in my, you know, and I know everybody is in that position too, where you hang on to things you shouldn't hang on to. It's not that I think that I'm going to be alone. I'm at an age now where I'd really like to have something more stable in my life, and I've got to want that, and it'll come. I agree with you.
Of course. Who did you recently lose, sweetie?
I didn't lose anybody. It wasn't recent. Actually, it was my my dog. I still talk to my dog. He's been dead about 3 years now.
Okay, because the energy is still very fresh around you for some reason, and your animal has not left your side, sweetie, and the spirit world is still with you.
I know. I just miss my dog more than I can't even begin to explain, and I know anybody who loves their pets.
The message from your animal is that you will always be its mother, okay? And that he loves you dearly, and, you know, he, for some reason, he's trying to apologize. I don't know why. I mean, I've never heard of an animal doing this from spirit world.
I think it's because I think he had cancer. And I felt bad about having to put him down. I felt like it was murder, and the only thing I really truly loved, you know, your animals give you unconditional love. And I think
he understood why you put him down.
It cost me a lot of money to try and save him, but it wasn't to be. It's just life, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah, okay.
But I see him on the other side,
Hopefully this helps you, and we're going to go ahead and take our last caller before my phone dies, so we don't mean to be rude, sweetie.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm muted by accident. Okay. Area code 919-724, please state your name where you're calling from.
Yes, John, calling out of NC.
Hey.
Yes, hello, Sean. How may we help you today?
Yes, this is General Reed.
We only go by questions.
Love life.
Love life. Okay, Sean. And in the love life, you are struggling with this this individual, or you had struggled with this individual. It looks like someone came into your life for a while, enchanted you to a degree, but then some problems occurred and they ripped themselves away from your life. And kind of left you wondering whatever happened. Okay. This one I see will come back. However, by the time they come back, you would have already moved on with a better situation in your life, okay, romantically. And the next person that's coming in is going to be so much more better, so much more balanced, and actually won't be so concerned about money and finances and things like that. This one seems to be coming in before the end of this month, okay? This one might be coming in around the 28th, okay, and the 29th. So I say keep your eyes peeled and watch out for what's coming in, because you will know them by their eyes and by their hair. I don't know why both. Normally it's just the eyes, but this one's by the hair and by the eyes. So they might have a different hairdo than most people, okay? They're going to be of a deep olive complexion, and they will be mixed rather than one race or another. They will have a mixture of races. this person also seems to be someone that you will have a deep attraction to on mental as well as a physical level, and vice versa.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Adam. We are officially done.
Wonderful. Well, we thank everyone, and once more, book before 12 midnight tonight over at howpsychic.com. That is spelled HOWPSYCHIC.COM. And you can receive a 30-minute reading for only $10, folks. Yes, that's right. That is our St. Paddy's Day special. So please book your appointments. Once more, and thanks to everyone, our show is growing each and every week. It was an honor to have you here with me, Lo, as always, and once more, a great honor to have Metamorphosis joining us once more like he did tonight.
Thank you.
We wish you all many blessings. Namaste and good night.
Bye-bye.